This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S., European, and Arab mediators are pressing to keep stepped-up cross-border attacks between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants from spiraling into a wider Middle East war that the world has feared for months. Hopes are lagging for a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks. With that in mind, American and European diplomats have been warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. Escalating strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to at least level off this past
former
week.
U.S. diplomat
but
in the
a former U.S. diplomat in the Middle East says that Israelis still seem to be arranging themselves for an entirely different magnitude of conflict.
Slowly but steadily this summer, Russian troops
are forging through Ukraine's outgunned and undermanned defenses.
Along
the front line of the battlefield in a relentless onslaught, prompting the West to push for new weapons and strategies to shore up Kyiv. And that, in turn, has brought new political demands by Russian President Vladimir Putin of Ukraine's leadership and threats of retaliation against the West, either directly or by indirect methods. The moves by the West to blunt the offensive and the potential Kremlin response could lead to a dangerous escalation as the war drags on to its third year. Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Islamic militants on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last weekend. The attacks in the regional capital and the city of Durban on Sunday killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others. This is VOA News. The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. It is foreseen as an annual drill, a critical development as Washington looks to strengthen its partnerships and military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter growingly assertive postures from both China and North Korea. One analyst says that South Korea and Japan have the largest militaries among American allies in East Asia and have the sophistication to integrate operations with the United States. Iran will hold a runoff presidential election to replace the late hardline President Ibrahim Raisi after an initial vote saw the top candidates not secure an outright win in the lowest turnout poll ever held in the Islamic Republic by percentages. The election this coming Friday pit little-known reformists against the hardline negotiator. An election spokesman announced the result in a news conference carried by Iranian state television Saturday, saying that of 24.5 million votes cast, one got 10.4 million, while another had received 9.4 million. The parliament speaker got 3.3 million, and then a Shiite cleric had over 206,000 votes. Beryl has now strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic and is forecast to become a major storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning was issued for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Barbados Meteorological Service said that the storm center was forecast to pass just south of the island. Beryl was located about 660 miles or 1,060 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados on Saturday. The maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour or 130 kilometers per hour. It was west at 22 miles per hour or 35 kph. Thousands of people are in Barbados for the 2020 World Cup Cricket final, with India beating South Africa on Saturday. Newly released video shows an officer in upstate New York fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy who had been tackled to the ground after he ran from police while pointing a replica handgun. The body camera video was released late Saturday by the police department. The shooting happened Friday night after officers stopped two kids. Police say one ran and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at officers. The department says that the officers later recovered a replica handgun with a detachable magazine from the scene. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.